You wanted it, you get it. My say on Micah. So you know where this podcast is going. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, call 813-902-3576 or click the box for a free consultation on BrandonLegalGroup.com, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. My thanks also to Plantation Palms Golf Club for their support of this podcast through the summer and for hosting Todd Wright Tour 52, which will be the second Saturday of October. If you have interest in playing golf with us, please send me an email at ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. This is our season opening event. Not only is it event number 52, all 52 have been priced at $99 or less for your tournament fees. I found a tournament recently that is charging $800 for a foursome at a course in horrible condition on a Thursday. Yeah. And I actually sent an email to the contact info asking why they're charging that price for that course on a Thursday. I got a nasty email in return that no one asked for my opinion. Funny if people say, oh, thanks for having a golf tournament. We look forward to being there. Would you say no one asked for their opinion either? Because you didn't. I don't do that to people when it comes to golf. And I stand by calling out others who run these charity fundraisers, and to give back to the community, they take from the golf community. I don't do that. We do no fundraising. I hope you come play in my events. We welcome new players to every tournament. Thank you for allowing me to say all that. Pin Chasers, also four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. They'll be back on board for football season. We'll talk more about them as we have in the past. I thank Anthony Peroni, who's very excited about UM's opening win over Notre Dame, despite Sweaty Mario's efforts to blow that game late. Anthony Peroni's excited about the Canes win over the Irish. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Remember, if you are a fantasy player, we are 20 episodes deep already into season 10 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. That is available separately where you get your podcasts, as well as online at joebucksfan.com. It has been a common topic brought up to me, a longtime fan of the Dallas Cowboys since the Micah Parsons trade, which I knew of before most of you. And people seem to want my opinion of it, and I think it's twofold. One, because I talk a lot of football. Two, I am a fan of the Cowboys. So let me start with, where do I start with this? I've gauged the reaction of others, and there are different groups who have reacted to this, some predictably, some not so much. The not predictable is, I've had people I know say to me, and people I don't know just say, that the Cowboys got the better of the trade. It just shows, no matter what, in things like this, actually in a lot of things in life, you can, someone looks at it one way, someone looks at it another way. So the fact that there are people who look at it and say, edge Dallas, intrigues me. It does. Because it flies in the face of the prevailing narrative that Jerry Jones sucks. He's a terrible owner. He's a terrible general manager. He's a terrible team president. He's a terrible person. And on from there. Then you have the group that says, wow, they, nothing against the Cowboys, but they love what it brings to the Packers with where they are and how it immediately benefits them in winning the NFC North, potentially taking the NFC away from the Eagles and playing in the Super Bowl for another championship. Then you have the group that want to make it personal. They say, as a fan of blank, insert one of 31 teams not based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as a fan of blank, I love this because I hate the Cowboys, I hate Jerry Jones, blah, 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 and they rattle a bunch of things off. Not that I've heard this, but let me respond to them first and just get them out of the way, whether this has actually happened or not. I'll start with the Bucs fans who make it personal that say, as a Buc fan, I love this, and why would you? The Packers just got better. I claim the Packers already were better than the Bucs this year. And now you've got the Packers to worry about even more in trying to navigate the NFC, which since you've lost Brady and Bruce Arians, as we've talked about here, you can't do. The Bucs lose home playoff games like nobody else in the last few years, and they've won one true road game in their 50-year franchise history. So that combination doesn't bode well, let alone their head coach having no input in offense, as I talked about with Ira recently, to get to the Super Bowl. So if a Buck fan comes at me or from the standpoint of, yeah, as a Buck fan, I love this because Dallas sent away their best player. They didn't know what they had in Micah Parsons. It proves we're better than them. That's funny. Dallas got 4 years out of Micah Parsons from the 2021 NFL draft and still has a defensive lineman, a very good one, on their roster that they drafted in the 2021 draft. As of finally cutting the cord with failed second-round pick Kyle Trask, the Bucs have nobody remaining on the roster from the 2021 National Football League draft. I'll give you another one. If a Falcons fan attacks the Cowboys for trading Micah Parsons, I have two words for them. Kyle fucking Pitts. Yeah, your team drafted that loser at 4. Dallas took Micah Parsons and has had him productive for 4 years and just got 2 number ones and a Pro Bowl defensive tackle in exchange for him because you didn't pick him at 4. There were 11 teams that didn't take Micah Parsons in the 2021 National Football League draft. He fell. Dallas, quote, took a chance on him. There was some baggage there. There were some concerns. None of those bubbled up until this offseason with the contract. The first 11 picks of that 2021 National Football League draft, Jags took Trevor Lawrence number one. That hasn't worked out. The Jets took Zach Wilson. I like to take shots at Jets fans, but I'm not doing it too much these days because they know they stink. I have a Jets fan who lives down the hall from me in this condo. We laugh at our own teams when we see each other in the hallway. He walks his dogs. I take out the trash. Insert joke there. We were yelling down the hallway the other day. What are we thinking? 6 wins? 7 wins? And he kind of smiled and said, 5 for zone. Yeah, they know. They took Zach Wilson in that draft. Niners took Trey Lance. You imagine if the Niners had traded up to take Micah Parsons at 3? How that might have changed the last few years for the Niners? Falcons take Kyle fucking Pitts at 4. Bengals took Ja'Marr Chase. Dolphins took Jalen Waddle. Lions took Penei Sewell. That's worked out very well. Carolina took J.C. Horn. Denver took Patrick Surtain the second, considered by many one of the best DBs in the NFL. Eagles took Devontae Smith. That's been good. Bears took Justin Fields. No longer there. Cowboys took Micah. Someone on social media posted, as a Giants fan, I love this, and went on to belittle talk about how much he hated the Cowboys. You traded your best player. You don't know what you're doing. And specifically said in his post, as a Giants fan, blah, 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 I love this. So I responded, as a Cowboys fan, I point out how Dallas got 2 number ones and a Pro Bowl defensive tackle for their best player. What did the Giants get when they lost their best player a year ago to a division rival who led that division rival to a Super Bowl? His response, and I said, I love that. His response, what do the Giants have to do with this? Because you brought them into it, asshole. So be careful where you come from, because I'll be very quick to return fire. Is this best case scenario for Dallas? No. But honestly, for some, they say until Jerry is no longer calling the shots in Dallas, Dallas will never win. For me, it's as long as Dak is quarterbacking the Cowboys, they'll never win. They weren't going to win this year. They renewed Dak on an enormous deal, bidding against themselves. Should have let him walk or traded him before it got to that point. I've been on record here on this podcast. Dak has 2 playoff wins. I don't think there'll be a third. In all the playoff losses, his offenses put up less than a touchdown per game in the first half. He's not ready to play in these playoff games. Dallas gets behind. He can't bring them back. He's the problem more than Jerry. But Jerry remains very loyal to him, which I think is a mistake. Jerry shook Micah's hand. Micah later called him and said, I'm ready to negotiate. Here's my agent. Jerry bought the Cowboys on a handshake. Jerry's father ran a grocery store on handshake business. That's just the way Jerry does it, right or wrong. And once that handshake wasn't good enough for Micah, Micah wasn't good enough for Jerry anymore. I also think that the lack of a strong personality with some clout as the head coach affected this deal. Brian Schottenheimer wasn't going to look Jerry in the eye and say, don't do this. He's not. Because who the hell is he at this point? He's just happy he got the job. If it was still Mike McCarthy, I think Mike says something. If it was Jason Garrett, who Jerry Jones loved, smart guy, very respected by just about everybody, I think Jason says, don't do this. Jason's been interviewed afterwards from his position at NBC Sports, saying how surprised he was. It's because Jason wasn't in the building to say, to look Jerry in the eye with Steven nearby and say, I understand you're upset. You thought you had a deal, but let's just fix this. There wasn't that strong personality as head coach to be one of those with maybe Steven Jones and others close to Jerry to talk him out of doing something that others said, Dad, you're not going to do this. It's kind of like a Jerry Jones intervention. One of the first was when T.O. needed to go, but Jerry loved T.O. and they had the intervention and said, Jerry, T.O.'s got to go. And I think it's happened a handful of times since then. This one didn't work because there weren't enough people in the intervention. Jerry was upset. And Mike is a Packer. The Packers do take what appears to be a medical risk based on the back injury of Micah Parsons, which for a while we thought there he was faking, and then laying on the training table during the Cowboys' last exhibition game sort of mocked it, didn't make it look any better. But if that lingers, the longer that lingers, the more even people who hate the Cowboys or just those nice folks that just love the Packers to death are going to wonder,
what did we just do here?
We paid a guy almost $50 million, highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, and he's got a bad back? That's a delicate issue. And we gave up two number ones? No, I don't think it's the Herschel Walker trade. The key to the Herschel Walker trade was that when the Cowboys received five players in the trade, a condition was attached. If the Cowboys cut the five players, they received draft picks instead of the players for the next draft, which will also never be done again. That's how the Cowboys got all those draft picks. But having four number ones over the next two drafts, that is significant. Now, for those who say, but the Packers are going to be good. I agree, they're going to be good without Micah. I think NFC North winning worthy as Detroit slides down without their top two coordinators and Ragnow. And the failures of Dan Campbell to game manage properly the last two playoff games that they lost. Well, the last two playoff games they played. You can move up with those late round picks. You have the draft capital. Dare I remind you, the Herschel Walker trade was connected, but there was one more move to be made. Dallas moved up five spots with Pittsburgh and picked Emmitt Smith. Dallas could take one of these Green Bay picks that they receive and move up from there to get a player they want. It's going to be tough to match Emmitt Smith. So no, it's not the Herschel Walker trade. They're not going to get the next Emmett Smith out of it. But it's draft capital. And it's how bad teams, and Dallas is a bad team, get better. They were going to be a bad team with Micah Parsons. They just were last year. They're worse this year. They just got a little worse. But until Dak is no longer their quarterback, I don't really have any expectations of them being a true Super Bowl contender. Dak's had 10 years to show otherwise. I think we've seen the best of him, and he's just going to physically continue to break down, and I don't think there's anything more he's going to learn and apply. I wish Micah well. I actually don't like the Packers. People often ask me as a Cowboy fan, who do you hate the most? Okay, some people don't like the word hate. Hate's a strong word. Come on, it's a sports word, right? If you're a sports fan, the more you love a sports team, the more there's a team you hate because you love a sports team. It's just there. It's just a word. You're not going to the facility and exacting harm on people. You just don't want to see that team do well. But the Packers the last couple of years have been one of the youngest teams in the NFL. They recognize they were ready to take a big step. Now, Jimmy Johnson also said in his book Swagger about the Herschel Walker trade, no team is ever one player away. So for those Packer fans who think Micah Parsons is the one player away they were, no, it's not that. It doesn't mean they're not going to win a Super Bowl with Micah Parsons. You might have won one without him. Micah just helps you. I agree with what Jimmy said, and it's why he traded Herschel Walker. Because there was Minnesota believed they were one player away. Jimmy says no team is one player away. Sure, I'll give you that player. You got to give me all this in return. So there's a lot of different ways to look at this. I don't like it as a Cowboy fan. I get it. It doesn't change my expectations of this year's Cowboys or next year's Cowboys because I didn't have any. They weren't going to be a factor for a lot of reasons. And it starts with the quarterback, then the head coach, some other things with the team. Parsons, a healthy Parsons, will make Green Bay. I already had Green Bay before the Micah trade, if Micah's healthy, as a contender to be in an NFC title game against the Eagles. To me, that's even stronger now. I think Eagle fans might even be like, yep, that might be the team we need to beat. Not the Rams like last year, where the Eagles finally put them away in the snow in Philly. And there were the Rams, what, just outside the 20-yard line with plenty of time and a fresh set of downs, down six? That game was closer than most people give credit. I think the Rams are good. I don't think they're going to sneak up on anybody this year the way they did last year. And I worry about Stafford's back. So we got the Stafford back. We got the Parsons back. That's enough on the situation. But yeah, depends on how you come at me with my opinion on Parsons. Do you just want an opinion on the deal? Or are you going to make it personal? And say, well, as a Buck fan, I like it because I don't like you and the Cowboys, and here's my opinion of it. Or as a Giants fan, I like it because I don't like you and I don't like the Cowboys, and I will return fire. Because I'm amused by the fact that the Cowboys are the butt of many jokes about how long it's been since they've won a Super Bowl. And yes, we're about to play Super Bowl 60. The Cowboys won Super Bowl 30. They won it. It was their last Super Bowl appearance. And it was the last time they made a conference title game. All acknowledged. I don't like it. It sucks. But for those who talk about how long it's been since the Cowboys won a Super Bowl, you better not make it personal, because I will light you the fuck up. Because half the NFL, over half the NFL, has either not won a Super Bowl at all or not won a Super Bowl more recently than Dallas. And that includes the San Francisco 49ers, the Miami Dolphins, the Raiders, the Jets, and the list goes on. It's over half. The Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in this fucking century. Yet I don't hear the jokes about them. As Steve Harvey, as Jerry Seinfeld famously said on his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, so one of the things he liked that Steve Harvey said was the fuck all y'all. Often when people make it personal and make jokes about the Cowboys, that's my response. Fuck all y'all. Damn, I love football. I know you do too. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, Pin Chasers, and Plantation Palms Golf Club. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.